Rabbi Motti Posen.
Okay, so the title of the shiur was Hilchos Chol HaMoed, seeing as we're holding just before Yom Tov. Hilchos Chol HaMoed is not so spoken about due to probably its complexity, and there's a lot of people look at it as a very ambiguous topic. There's a lot of it which is not very well understood. We'll try and make a little bit of seder and explain the main klolim megia to day-to-day life on Chol HaMoed. So everyone knows Chazal say, it's classically spoken about in regard to Chol HaMoed. The mission of Samavaza, Samoyedo is Ein Lechil El Mabo, someone who's Mavaza, the Moed, which we're showing him explain, because Rashi is doing Melocha on Chol HaMoed, Ein Lechil El Mabo, which is quite a severe punishment for doing Melocha on Chol HaMoed. There's a Gemara as well in Makkos, says Kilo Ovid Avoid Zara. So you see, the Chazal attach a lot of severity to Chol HaMoed, keeping the halachas, knowing what to do and knowing what not to do. Be'etzem, the best way to look at Chol HaMoed, to view it as a starting point, is to understand that there's very little difference between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed be'etzem has all the dinim of Yom Tov. However, there are certain aterim that are applied in certain cases. But b'derech klal, we look at it as Yom Tov. I think the reason why Chol HaMoed is, people are so confused and so little known, is because the marshal comes Shabbos, everyone knows Shabbos, we don't do Malacha, 39 Malachas. And everyone knows what's involved in Shabbos. Because there are so many Atayim and Chol HaMoed, there's so many things on Mutah, and probably 90% of Shailas are Mutah. So people think everything's Mutah. Because they think everything's Mutah, it just becomes like Chol. And the whole thing gets forgotten about. So the mistake, the reason why it's so Mavazid, I think, is because there are so many Atayim, the Tagalog Atayim. But you have to always check the term applied. So I think, as a way of introduction, it's good to know that besides for business is going to be different, business is much more complicated, and b'derech klal, all challenges in business are also. Whereas in regular life, not business, not buying and selling, nothing to do with business, office, emails, none of that, just regular day-to-day life, usually most things are mutter. However, you must always remember, number one, to check, it's going to be mutter. Not always are things mutter, it always depends on the shaila, an exact protocol we'll discuss a few shailas, a few cases as examples, but you've got to always be aware that not everything's mutter, although it usually is, because you have to know what the heter is. That means there are a lot of heterim out there, you have to know if they're a heter, and does it apply to your case?
So, yes, I know people who go to business, but some years there's only one working day on Chol HaMoed.
So it depends, there are heterim to go to work, it depends which heterim, like we said, Chol HaMoed is full of heterim, but you have to always know which one applies, which one you're relying on, and does it apply to you. There are many times that people think there are heterim, and your case is slightly different, so it doesn't apply. So you have to always go to Chol HaMoed knowing it's heterim like Yom Tov, you have to always check, does the heter apply or not. There's the famous Rambam, the Rambam says, there's no din Shabbosin of resting, of not doing Malacha. And it's also a serious Malacha. There's an Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Chazal didn't want it to be, or the Torah didn't want it to be, like every other weekday. Moed to Malacha, Hasur, Machinus, Machimaridus, person gets Malchus if he does Malacha on Chol HaMoed, which is Surim, Divri, Seifrim. Veloikol HaMalachas Avoid Asur, but not everything is Asur, Ki Yom Tov. It's not, you got Shabbos, you got a lower dagger of Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed even lower dagger. Shasoyvidim, but the Vorm Shinezbo, Kedei Shaloi Yeh Ki Yom Chol, Chol Dova. Things Chazal Asad, to make it not like a Yom Chol. It shouldn't be like a regular weekday. That's why the Ikka, Issa is always going to be on business, because business is mamish like a weekday activity. But all that Surim as well come in regular day-to-day life. So the Rambam's putting it quite nicely, it's not like Yom Tov, and it's not Yom Chol, it's a little bit in between. Hence the name Chol HaMoed. It's a Moed, but there's Chol as well. It's a mixture of two things. They always have to be aware of what's going on, what's the Shaila, is there a Heter, and does the Heter apply to you? I remember when I was a young child coming out of Shul one day at Chol HaMoed. There was someone hopping in his car home, and he said, there was someone else coming out of Shul, a neighbor of his, and he said to the neighbor, can I offer you a lift home? So the neighbor says, Mechtes, it's Chol HaMoed, how can I come in your car? Now, is he right? Is he wrong? There's been a long debate with Shaila. What's the Issa going in the car? And if there is a Ezer, what would be the Ezer to go on the Gaon Chol HaMoed? So you have to always realize that every Shaila like this, going in a car, is a Shaila on Chol HaMoed. You have to understand, what is the Ezer? Again, there are loads of Eterim. But which Ezer are you using? And does it apply in your case? I called a Rav on Chol HaMoed Sukkos 6 months ago, and I was discussing with various Shailas. Before I was put through, the person answered the phone and said, he'll only discuss with you Shailas Negeat HaMoed. If it's not a getter, Yontav or Chol HaMoed, he won't talk to you. Again, Be'echad Isi, he took on the phone of Chol HaMoed. So, what is the head to talk on the phone of Chol HaMoed? We'll start with that. What's the head to talk on the phone of Chol HaMoed? So the first head we're going to discuss, which it comes as most shyness to get Chol HaMoed, is the head of Tzorech HaMoed. Things that are necessary for Yontav and Mutter. Whatever Tzorech HaMoed can make, whatever is necessary, the laws of Eterim, the laws of Esurim, I mean, even when it's Tzorech HaMoed, writings usually also, haircuts can be very Tzorech HaMoed, washing clothes, all these things, Tzorech HaMoed doesn't always apply. You have to know when it does apply, when it doesn't. But the first Heta, which encompasses most of the Shailas in the Chol HaMoed, is Tzorech HaMoed. So he was saying, rather than saying, the person on the phone was telling me, he'll only talk about Shailas in the Gate Yontav. If it's not a Gate Yontav, it's not Tzorech HaMoed. He calls them Shmuz, it's not Tzorech HaMoed. The marshal. Someone has a problem with pekuch nefesh on Shabbos. Someone's mamish pekuch nefesh needs to know what to do. Calls the doctor up, and the doctor knows it's pekuch nefesh. He answers the phone. He says the guy's dying. What do I give him? And he tells him what medicine to give him. And he says to the doctor, Shabbos afternoon. You know, I've got you on the phone anyway. Let me just. How's it going? What are you doing tomorrow? I'm going out Sunday afternoon. You want to come with me? No one would dream of doing that on Shabbos. Why? Because pekuch nefesh is mutter, and everything else is not. So too, talking on the phone of Chol HaMoed, this was viewed by many of the poskim, that it's only Tzorech HaMoed, as long as you have something to get to Yontav, you call up a guy, I don't know, this Chol HaMoed Pesach, I need more matzahs, do you have spare matzahs, can I borrow them? Fine. Then he said to him, by the way, when are you going to Eretz Yisrael? I know you're going next week, what day are you going? That's not Tzorech HaMoed. So why would there be a heter to talk to him about other things? So here, back to the car shine. So the car shine is very, very not clear. If a person feels that it's going to save him a lot, so you have the other heter, which we'll discuss soon, of the Ovod, something where you feel like you're losing your time, it's precious time here, which you could be doing other things, then you might have heter of Tzorech HaMoed. You have another heter, he's only going in the car, so it's not really heter for you to go in, so the armor went in by the car. By the phone, they're a lot less heter. Some Sfarim say if you have two phones at home, not so negate today, but it was negate at one point in history, you have two phones at home, one of them has a screen, one doesn't. Some Sfarim say you should only use the one without the screen. There's no Tzorech HaMoed to have the numbers on the screen. You've got two phones, use the one without. So every Shaila, you've got to Dan, what's going on here? You want to make a phone call? Fine. Is it Tzorech HaMoed? Yes, you can make the phone call. Not Tzorech HaMoed? What's the heter to make the phone call? So there is another heter, especially in the gate to women. For some odd reason, women like to talk on the phone. They can sit on the phone for hours and hours. So then you can tell them that's the Tzorech HaMoed. To sit on the phone and talk rubbish for 3-4 hours, that's the biggest I know. It's like you eat your piece of meat, they like to talk rubbish. So for that, there's no problem. It's all the Tzorech HaMoed, their enjoyment, their life. So that would be the heter for them. But someone who doesn't have to enjoy it, to stand talk about other things, to get to things that aren't to get to Moed, would be a problem. Right, so the Simchas Yontav would be Mutter. That's the main Simchas Yontav, probably. Should be Mutter on Yontav. But for someone who's not really interested to talk on the phone and not Tzorech HaMoed, what would be the heter? Okay, there are other shailas that the boys can mention just to point them out. Le Marshal, you get an answer and message, so you're not sure if it's Tzorech HaMoed or not. Someone might have called you something important, so you listen to the message. When you finish the message, the boys can ask, can you delete the message? Press number 3 or use a text message. You want to delete the message, can you delete the message? Is there Tzorech HaMoed in deleting the message? Oh, if you need space for new messages, then that would be a heter, because it's Tzorech HaMoed. There's more messages which potentially could come in Tzorech HaMoed.
The heter about the end melacha which is not Tzorech Iyun at all.
Oh, there are those that are bakel by any melacha which doesn't need, which is just something you do as you're passing along. Very, very minor melacha. The marshal putting a light on and off, these sort of things. Reading a text, answering a phone call, taking a photo. So all these shailas that are poskim that are bakel. Their heter is not so partial what it's tailored on, what they're basing it on. Most poskim don't go with this. There is a shitty chidav on the hand, poskim does go with it. But most of the poskim do not go with this. And when everyone has a shaila and you have this as well, then it'll be a tzad to be makel. The marshal, they talk about, can you take a photo on Chol HaMoed? What's there to take a photo? Kids all smiling, pull out the camera, take a photo. So now if it's a scene that you want to capture and without that you'll, if you feel like you've lost it, so that you have a head of Dov Ovid. You're losing this moment you want to catch on camera. That would be the head of Dov Ovid. You want to keep it forever. And without taking a photo now, the opportunity is lost. So they have had to, anytime you're losing something, it's a davar avot. So that's one had to forgive. If it's not a davar avot, you can take a photo anytime.
If you use on the yom tov, b'tayich, that's allow a certain thing, b'tayich, like they sham and they silver. If you can
be
toich, you can do this, you can do the other. So
Cholamoyot would be the same, but mitoich is very rarely applied. Not even by melachos like boyer, which means it would be by bishul. Toich and elosh is a shaila, so it's very few it applies to. The main one it applies to, on yontov, the main head is always going to be oichel. Oichel nefesh, food. And talking about cholamoyot, we're going to discuss, there are term that apply to food, which don't apply to any other melacha. On special time, because food is bayontiv is the main mitzvah yom is the simcha. The acha sheyichel chol nefesh u'yelvad yasal lochem. Oichel nefesh, what the pasuk specifically points out is mutar. I'm cholamoyis kavachoyim as you say zira bimutar oichel nefesh. But b'toich doesn't apply to all melachas. Therefore, you always have to know when and what it does apply in yontiv and kavachoyim cholamoyit when it does, when it doesn't. Another shaila again, taking money out of the cash machine. Can you take money out of the cash machine on yontiv? If it's tzorech hamoed, you need the money. Oh, chalamoed, sorry, chalamoed. If it's tzorech hamoed, then avad is mutter, you need to go shopping, you might need a problem. The marshal, I was away last chalamoed, and I owed some money, and I thought, great time to do it, chalamoed, I'll take out the money, and the rest, mechtisa. You can transfer it to if he's not in a hurry for it. If the guy's in a hurry for it, and he needs a tzorech hamoed, then for sure he can pay it back. Maybe if you're going away on chalamoed, you'll never be able to pay him, because, I don't know, you can't do transfers. Again, I have a tzorech hamoed, now maybe dava ovad, now's the time to catch him. But there's no time to catch him dafka now, he doesn't need the money dafka now. What would be the head to take money out of the cash machine?
Take more. More than you need for today's shopping.
Right, there's another issue as well. The boys can discuss, what about doing extra? The marshal, I was looking last night in the Sefer, trying to find some interesting shilas. He says, Azoy, it's the last day of Cholamoid and you are out of petrol. So you want to fill up petrol, you need to get home. Can you fill a full tank? So here's Chatircha, and he says as well, there are other heterim, the marshal, you'd have to go back out to the petrol station. But he says, if it's not a terech of you, the next morning, you know, on the way to work, you can buy a petrol station, no problem. He says, mechdes, you can take more. And then he discussed what is the malacha. By most petrol machines, how it works is, usually the numbers are not duck working electricity. He said, there's very little malacha going on there, so it could be smutter anyway. But then he says, you're buying, you can't just shop in Cholamoid for no reason. It's not terech, you're shopping in Cholamoid for no terech. Then he says, maybe it's one big amount. You're not buying specifically this petrol, you're buying the whole tank. And the first bit you need. So it's a whole nit on how he works it out. He comes to Maskona, he's not so sure the exact halacha. Just as an idea that you see, nothing is dead simple on Cholamoed. Everything has got that little bit of complication to it. And it's not always so simple what the heter is. And if there is a heter, the boys can discuss switching on a computer. Can you switch on a computer? Typing is like writing, so that would have its own issues. If it's a chamoyed, I don't know, you want to play a game, computer game, the kids want to play computer games, watch Uncle Moshe video. If it's a chamoyed, it could be the heter. If not, what would be the heter? Another shaila in the Gea, very often, opening post, you get post on chalamoyed. You wouldn't open it on Shabbos, why open it on chalamoyed? If it's a chamoyed, the bill's got to be paid, fine. If it's not something which needs to be seen now, it'd be like Shabbos, you put it aside, left to Shabbos, put it aside, left to chalamoyed. All these shailas, again, I'm not saying there's not a theorem. There are certain theorems at certain times. If you're not sure, you're worried. Some boys can say, if you're going to be nervous the whole yontif, this letter, you don't know what it is, comes in the brown envelope with the HMRC on the back, you're so nervous the whole yontif, you don't know what it is, then there might be a heta for your own menuchs and nefesh. So every shaila is going to be done exactly lefi mashahu with its own credits. Is it muta? Is it awesome? And you always have to see if the theorem, the various theorem apply. So the first heter we said is a tzorech hamoed. Tzorech hamoed means something that you need for yontif, and even then we said it doesn't apply across the board. There are times that even tzorech hamoed isn't going to be applicable. The marshal writing, fishing, people go fishing chalamoed. That's not so simple because fishing usually can be a ma'aseh uman. Therefore, if it's you're taking the fish home, no problem. Tzorech nefesh, it's going to be a mutter. A lot of places they tell you chuck the fish back in. If you chuck the fish back in, there are those that say it's going to be also a specific melacha. You're doing it. So some say if you're getting a lot of fun out of it, again, all these shadows have to be dent every time what exactly the situation is. Not always all the term apply to all these malachas which you think is Tzorech HaMoed. A very negative shadow which applies even to Eichel Nefesh. Not so, again, many shadows are not so common, but if they do happen, you're running into shadows of at least a Sovik Daraisa. Le Marshal, you're frying schnitzels for supper, and everyone's had schnitzels, it's the last schnitzel in the packet left. Can you fry the schnitzel? What are you doing with the schnitzel? No, everyone's full, everyone's benched, everyone's finished up. The schnitzel you're going to put back in the freezer. You're cooking, shalit zorech hamoed. The chod be is the raisa. To cook this last schnitzel. Again, not so common, you'll always find someone who will happily eat it. But it could happen, you've got to always be aware. Cooking standard, there the Shulchan Aruch says, usually we say the Eichel Nefesh is the biggest heter, but only for Tzorech HaMoed. If you have food in the freezer, Shulchan Aruch says you have other food you can't cook. So if you want this food to be fresh, you want fresh food, that's okay. But if Lamosh it's ice cream, there's no fresh ice cream. So you're making ice cream, why are you making ice cream? Ah, not again this year, but it could be a Sukkos. You know, Shabbos, Yontif is Wednesday, Thursday, you don't want to start making ice cream on Friday. Great, I'll make it now, and the ice cream in the freezer will be for next Shabbos. And that's the specific case of Shulchan Aruch, which says that's going to be also. You can't cook al das kibbles in the freezer for later. Sorry? Oil, well, firstly, you've got haroma here. So oil won't work when it's haroma nikeres. So there the Mishmur points out that there are those that hold, if it's not nika, no one knows, everyone thinks I'm legitimately making ice cream, then it would be mutter because you'd have, well, it wouldn't really be oil, but that's sort of lomdas, and you wouldn't have the problem with haroma. If it would be clear haroma, everyone knows there's ice cream in the freezer. And his own told me, yeah, his wife always makes loads of challahs on Cholamoid, she's got loads of time, the kids are out, that's when she makes her challahs, Sukkos, and the one up Pesach, Sukkos, she makes her challahs then for whatever, for the next few weeks. That would be a strebisa. You're cooking now specifically for, if you want it now, as Rebbe Bashiore, and you want some now, that's okay. If you're specifically doing it now, and those in the freezer, you have it to you now, but no, you think, great, that'll be for Shabbos Bereishis, then would be the... No, if it, you're going to do Melach and Cholamoid for Yom Tov, or Shabbos, if Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, you have to do Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But not for afterwards. Anytime there's a day of Chol, you're saying, I'm using Cholamoid to start cooking instead of the day after Yom Tov. Yeah, even for Shabbos, because you have another day of Chol that you could do it. So why not doing it then? Because I'm using Cholamoid for my own advantage. They discuss if you are making Sheva Brachas a week after Yom Tov, and you've got all your fancy ice creams in the freezer. Are you allowed to start making ice cream now for Shabbos? Maybe you should be eating the Sheva Brachas ice cream. You're making a bar mitzvah, you've got the bar mitzvah challahs, which you spent a long time making them look perfect, and you've got those in the freezer, why are you now baking challahs for Yom Tov? So here the boys can say that's going to be mutter. Why? Because those challahs and ice cream, then you don't look at it as food. No one touches that. It's out of bounds, it's got a specific use, it's designated for the simcha. But mainly it doesn't come in the equation of food that you're going to be eating. So their food is out. And maybe it's like your freezer is empty, you can start baking and cooking. Right. If it's regular food, then not, sorry?
It's like saying the wife bake it all, go buy it.
Nah, what do you mean?
What you're saying, it's got it in the freezer, why bake it in the freezer? Basically, else, why bake it all, go buy it.
You can go buy it, sure. If you want it. No, because buying is not malacha. Buying is also smekha memkan if it's soycha yontif, it's oichal nefesh, it's always muta. Because buying is a very low isa. Whereas cooking is the rice on Shabbos. Cholamoid, all this is the rice. Unless it's soycha moid. If it's not soycha moid, it could be you would avoid the whole shalik completely. Buying would be muta even if you have in the freezer.
You can't buy homemade chalas.
Right, you want homemade, which is a hiddu, the Ramah Rosh from base, you meant to make your own challahs every week, every week meant to make fresh. Anyway, you're having fresh food every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, the Ramah says the food's meant to be the best possible food, so anyway, you're making fresh every Friday anyway, so it wouldn't be negeir buying. Someone who is buying, you'd be allowed to buy a cholamoy idea. But to bake, you'd always have to dan. Why are you baking? Why are you cooking? What's going on? Do you have in the freezer? Why not using that? You can't cook and bake to keep... Save what's in the freezer for later day, unless it's something miyuchad. If you've got your sheva brachas, your bar mitzvah, challahs, and ice cream, then for sure you don't want to dig into that. That is in the reserve for the simcha. For regular food, there wouldn't be a heter to cook or bake unless you'd have it in reserve in the freezer. Another issa on cholamoid, which could be negate even to food, and that is the Gemara talks about already, mechavah melachto lemoid. There's an issa to be mechavah melachto lemoid, to specifically plan this job is going to be on cholamoid. Lemoshal, comes there, beyond if you've got loads of time to do stuff, and you say, do you know what? Why should I do it now? I'm doing Cholamoid. That is a Issa Mechav Melachta Lemoid. You can't plan a Melach, even though it would be Mutan Cholamoid. Comes Cholamoid, and you need whatever you need, and you haven't got it, it'll be Mutan doing Cholamoid. But you can't plan it. The only exception is one exception, we said, Oichal Nefesh, food is different, food you can even be Mechav Melachta Lemoid. So you want to bake a cake on Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkos, you think, do you know what? I'll do Cholamoid. That's okay. But anything else, it's fresher anyway. But even if it wouldn't be fresh, you'd be allowed to be mechav melachto lemoid by food. But nothing else. Moshe Son has a shaila, a very interesting shaila. I'm not sure, I think it would be also. He came 2 hours before Yom Tov and he realized he hadn't finished doing the ironing. Now, ironing is, contrary to popular belief, is mutton chalamoid. You're allowed to iron a chalamoid. However, you can't be mechav melachto lemoid. So he had 2 hours to do the ironing. But he knew, why should I do the ironing? The goit is coming on chalamoid. So can he rely on doing the ironing by the goy to Chol HaMoed? Amir Lach comes also on Chol HaMoed like Shabbos. Exactly the same. Us for you, us for a goy. So can we mecham lach to HaMoed, push the ironing off to Chol HaMoed? Or maybe now you have to do it yourself for Yom Tov. I'm not sure what to say in this exact case. Because on one hand you can say, I don't do ironing. It doesn't come in the equation. It's like the ice cream that's for the Simcha. It's not something that's negated to me. But Mela, it's Iyaf should do it now. The goy to Noyesh come here on Chol HaMoed. Mela can do it. The other way to look at it is to say, no, Mechdeza, you've got something you can do, you are capable of doing it, you're able to do it. Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do it too, but you can't push it off to Chol HaMoed. So this is a very, again, one of these grey shilas, very hard to be magde exactly. And it could be as mutter, could be as asa. I'm not saying it's mutter asa, I'm saying that every time you have a zah shilah, you got to always check, is it mutter asa? It could be that once you push it off, Mecham Lach to HaMoed, it's going to be asa. So that's the sugi of Mecham Lach to HaMoed, you can't specifically push off. The boys have discussed again something that's gone out of fashion, but it was negated a while ago. People used to cut toilet paper before Yom Tov. Then they said, can you cut toilet paper on Chol HaMoed for second day's Yom Tov? Mechavan lach to HaMoed, do it before Yom Tov. Anything you can do before Yom Tov, do before Yom Tov. Why are you specifically saying I'm cutting now for first days and on Chol HaMoed for second days? Mechavan lach to HaMoed. So if it does happen, if someone forgot, for sure it's going to be mutter. And the marshal, the shalif, the cash machine, take the money out of the cash machine. So there, I was in this town, and I owed the person money, and I had time to do it for Yom Tov, but I thought, you know, why do it now? Do it on Chol HaMoed. That's a straight out Mecham Lach to HaMoed, and it'd be an issa to push off to Chol HaMoed, and you are capable of doing beforehand. Even something which is muta must be done beforehand, unless it's Zoichel Nefesh. The only thing is Zoichel Nefesh, everything else beforehand.
You didn't plan before Yom Tov to take out the money.
No, I had time, but I thought.
It would be spare of the moment.
So if it's the spur of the moment, he didn't realize, that's fine. But if you, the marshal, someone drives along every Yom Tov, and he sees the tank, the lights on it, on the petrol tank, and you know that you're running out of petrol. Can you say, I'm busy now, it's every Yom Tov, I need to go around, loads of things to do, I'll fill up on Chol HaMoed, maybe not. If you can do it now, you should be doing it now.
So, lots of dishes in my Chol HaMoed, but the Yom Tov, but then... buy a whole box or buy a single box. According to you, I can't buy a whole box. Because
so buying might be different, because buying again is not real malacha. So buying may be different, Mecham Lach to HaMoed, it's not malacha. Again, it might be different. Yeah, on Chol HaMoed, there might be the heta. If you're buying one large amount, again, filling up the whole tank of petrol, there might be the heta that it's one tircha, it's one job. But again, every shad has got to be judged by its own, on its own account, to see if the klolim apply or not. So that is the first heta of Tzorech HaMoed. Tzorech HaMoed is muta, unless you become Lach to HaMoed. The second classical heta that everyone knows is Dov Avod. Dov Avod means you're losing something. There's again, it doesn't mean pennies, it means a substantial loss. Something that you really look at as a loss. It's not like, you know, people, you see after supper, they finish the last bit of food. No one's keeping that food. Little bits of money no one's worried about. It means it's a choshme amount. Which brings us on to the $1 million shaila, which you're all about to get a big shock. What is the heta every night before you go to bed? Put the lights off on Chol HaMoed. Friday night you don't put the lights off. Why is that to put the lights off on Chol HaMoed? So some say Dov Avod. Now, an LED light bulb uses about a 20th of a penny an hour. So if you have LED, if you have fluorescence, it's about a penny an hour. That's a very choshve amount. It could be 8 pence on a fluorescent. That's a huge amount of money, 8 pence. But LEDs, for sure, what's going to be the heta to switch it off? So if it's upstairs, you can't sleep, that's fine. But the downstairs lights, what's going to be the heta? So this is not Poshut. Much has been written about it. Many Svaras, both ways, say Asad, say Muta. There's a whole Kudras just on the Shaila with many, many Sadim each way. Other boys on Monday, you can't sleep. Oh, so other boys on Monday, Takahat Zav Ovid, you're worried, you're bothered, you're nervous. But when you go to bed, you made the Cheshbon, you're dealing with very, very few Mamish pennies. If it's LED for sure, but even fluorescence, you have 3-4 fluorescence on, you wake up, the whole night costs you about 15-16p. You know, tomorrow when you eat that piece of chocolate, that's cost more. So, again, I'm not saying you don't eat the chocolate. I think that it comes to these things. It's one of these, I think it's the new generation completely forgotten about. I think the earlier you go back, the more max people are switching lights off. A couple of years' time, I don't think anyone will be switching lights off at all. Because it's one of these things that the old generation do. You come out of the room, switch the light off. Why switch the light off? No idea. You're saving soda, and the real old-fashioned people even close the door. Why do you do that? It's just one of the things people do. So if you have a huge amount of lights and it can come to a few pounds, for sure. But if you work it out, you're dealing with, you know, 6, 10, 12 days a year, 2 Chol HaMoed, it's so little amount, what would be the heta? So some say, like you said before, Rabbi Zinkrelis brings down one of their terim, he talks about it as well, and he says that it could be a malach, which is no tircha at all, Because that had to be spoken about earlier, which again is not so clear. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this had to be chlal. You won't find it from the Gemara down to the Achronim's command not mentions. It's one of these high indicator which is hard to work out where exactly it's based on. The thing is, there's no, it's, you don't think about it, that that's what some use that I had to, some say it's takad or avod because you feel like you're putting money in the bin. Again, it's got to be judged every time, Levi Mashahu. There's no so simple. Yeah, LED could be mutter even on Shabbos. So again, it would be mutter on Shabbos, mutter now. But this is the shaila. Again, I'm not saying it's awesome, I'm not saying it's mutter. Pointing out to you, how you see, the dover ovud is a heta that's largely used and abused. You have to always know, does it apply or does it not apply? Someone asked me a shaila last Yom Tov on Sukkos. One of his tenants had a problem with the gas leak, and he called out a guy to fix the gas, which was mutter because it was a big hefset and he had lost the rent. He had the whole cheshbon, why was mutter? While the guy was there, he calls him up and tells him that you're due for a gas check every year or 2 years. I don't know how it works in rented house, you've got to do a gas check. And he said, you're due for a gas check in another month or two, and I charge £50. I'm here now, I'll do it for you for 25. So he wants to know, is that called Dov Ovid? On one hand, in the scheme of things, he's got, I don't know how many properties, £25 is not going to knock him out. Dov Ovid, we said, has got to be, there's a loss. Does he look at £25 as a loss when he's got running this, I don't know how much his business is worth? Or you say, no, Lamai said there's money going in the bin. So here, it's very mustabat say his mutter. Because even the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to call out a goy. I was actually talking to a builder here, and he has a long waiting list over a year. He told me, best man booked up, that I've got 3 days spare. Couldn't believe it, 3 days spare. This guy's booked up for over a year, and you look at the date, it was Cholamoyt. I think it was an amazing thing, you know, Mikam Chisrael, everyone wants this builder, everyone's asking for him. Cholamoyt, no one's going to take him. Now, if he tells me, do you know how to do you half price? Half price? These 3 days of Cholamoyt. So you say it's a Dov Ovid. So here the Achronim point out, this is specifically not a Dov Ovid. Dov Ovid means you've got a situation where you're positively losing money. Here, the builder's, you're not contracted with him. You can potentially get something on a cheaper price, that's not going to be Dov Ovid. There are times it is, but usually it's not Dov Ovid. So to call the builder around because half price is not Dov Ovid. So back to the gas man, is it Dov Ovid? Just because he gives you a cheaper price, Cholamoyt, otherwise Dov Ovid, everyone will start doing everything cheaper, but like the 9 days, all shops go on sale. Why? Because they know that the only time to cap your money is by building it cheaper. Cholamoyt, that doesn't work. By buying may be different, but by a job, a malocha, building a zecha is going to be awesome. So here, the gas man's there, just because it's cheaper, who's it Dov Ovid? So here, could be a little bit different. The reason is because once you have someone there, if you have a builder that's contracted to you, you tell him, don't come on Cholamoyt, he tells you, I'll give it to you cheaper, and he's anyway in the middle of the job, then Pshay, you've got money which you owe him, and you could save it. And if you don't, you chuck the money in the bin. It's not Pshay, you're getting a new job for Cholamoyt. The job is already up and standing. As a way to save money on this job, that would be mutter. So now he has the gas man in his house anyway, in his property, and he's anyway there to send him away, like taking the money, putting it in the bin. He's anyway there. The job's offered to you at this price. You say, no, do everything on a price that costs more. It's all offered him, he's ready there, then that would be mutter. But you see how similar the two cases are on Cholamoyt, you would hard to differentiate. To call the guy at the house would be also. If he's there and he's giving you the cheap price, that would be mutter. So again, as we said, every shadow is going to be damned exactly, depending on many, many factors, but it's going to be also mutter. I had a shadow last Cholamoyt Sukkos, I had one of these challah boards with the glass on, and the glass broke, there's a shop, people know, near the fort, fixed glass. And I was given my chalabur, they told me it's ready, they called me up, Cholamoyt Sukkos, just for Cholamoyt actually, or just for Yom Tov, they told me it's going to be ready, couldn't go now. So I thought it's mutter to pick up on Cholamoyt, because sorry Cholamoyt, I want the chalabur for second day, some chastosh, penazeres, it's mutter to pick up the chalabur. On first day's Yom Tov, then my father's chalabur broke. So I thought, great, I'll pick up mine and drop his off. This will be a classic issa of bringing a kli to a base woman to get fixed on Cholamoyt, which would be awesome. And even though I'll be saved, I'm not going to have to go twice, I have to go again after the Yom Tov him, it would still be awesome in such a case. So you would think, sorry? No, but to bring a kli to a ma'aseh woman, a ma'aseh woman is always going to be awesome. That's always the underlying rule of Cholamoyt. Something that's a professional job, had a problem last Cholamoyt, I need something fixed by electrician. It's also a professional job is going to be awesome. To fix the chalab was a professional job, I couldn't do it myself. That is going to be an issa. You would think it's again the paradox of Cholamoyt. To pick up the chalabot is mutter. To drop it off is also. And you do it at the same time. You're always done every case to pick it up, yeah, to drop off, no. You'll always be aware on Cholamoyt the different shailas and the complexity, some of mutter, some also. Another shaila again, don't fall off your chairs. Someone asked me this and I think it's gonna be also. I don't see any heta, but the minute upon him, hard to find the heta. After Seder night, he takes his kara, his fancy, expensive silver say the plate, and he puts it in the box, and he wants to put it away. Can he sellotape the box closed? On Chalamoid. On Shabbos, it is the right to put the sellotape on of Teufel. Can he go on Chalamoid? I don't think there's any heter. To sellotape this box closed, what should be the heter? Something you do without even thinking, pop open the sellotape, close the box, it'd be awesome. Which brings you to the next Shaila, another Shaila as well. Tirucha is also on Chalamoid. Even though Shabbos is Mutah, Tirucha or Chalamoid is more common than Shabbos. So he said he wants to sellotape the box closed and take it up to the loft. He said both things are also. You can't sellotape it closed and you can't take it to the loft. Schlepping, even in your own house, doing something which is a chosh for schlepping, so you wouldn't just do klachiyad. To bring down, I don't know, a pair of socks, you wouldn't think twice, bring it downstairs. But to take a big box upstairs, you would think twice. You think, oh, I'll do this when I go upstairs later. Why? Because it's a big job. Tirch is going to be awesome, chalamoy too. So to sellotape this box closed, to take it upstairs, both would be awesome. So if he's got kids around and his grandchildren and they're going to jump all over this thing and it'll get ruined, you have a heter of Ovid. But you have to always get, does it work, does it not work? Do you have a heter? Can he put it high up somewhere where they won't touch it? Is the only way to put it is high up, put it in the loft? If it's in the loft, I don't want to bring it back down, sellotape it. Could be mutar stuff Ovid, sellotape it. You have to always damn the case. But as an example, to be wary of every case, got to be damned. Lefi mashu.
Put it away because it's in the way.
Oh, but if it's in the way, then if there's no way to put it besides upstairs, if you can't function, it's like sitting on the table, if you go, then there might be a heter as well. You have to always, Le Marshall, I was discussing this with Rav and Eretz Yisrael about this Seder plate, and he pointed out to me as well, he said to me, once the heter, after Seder night, Cholamoid, you, even Yontov, but for sure Cholamoid, to wash up all of the koises from Seder night, everyone had their own koises, for Dallas koises, what's the heter to wash these koises up? You put on the hot water, Melach of hot water, Bishul, how can you wash up these koises on Cholamoid? So if you need the sink and you just part a functional house, have an empty sink, then fine. But many people go away for second days. Why are you washing? If you're worried they'll get damaged, again, if it's all be mutter. But normally you're going to sit in the sink, leave them there, what's the problem?
So the time you finish the Arabian, you finish a certain pain, you say, okay, just put the stairs away.
So it would be a tircha. Right, so that's the example. That example of the Issa. Jacob says, why? Because it's in the way, just one out of the way. Comes sukkahs, you got schach, Arabim, old stuff, too much schach, you got bamboos, you max doing it. All that's also because you're schlepping, shloided tzarech. It's got to be, if you need the space, for sure, mutter. But just because, you know, now's the Issa of Cholamoid is, you mustn't think, now's a great time to get stuff done. That's how Chazal viewed it. Mele, all these things that you think, B'chamelach telemoyed, tu'an chalemoyed, ah, it's time to schlep. All this will be also. Schlepping is also in Shazarabim as well. The classic Shaila as well, people move back from Israel, they move into England, so they think, do you know what? Well, Chaparayim first is in Israel, come on chalemoyed. They've all their suitcases and stuff, they're not using chalemoyed. What's there to bring these suitcases home? To schlep is going to be also. Okay, if B'chamelach telemoyed, why are you like, what's there to bring these suitcases home? So I'll break it to you, there is no heter. The only heter is, if he qualifies as heter, is Dav Avot. There's no other way to get my suitcases home without paying a lot of money to someone to bring them, that's okay. But if you're doing a lift and you could put this in the lift too, there'd be no heter to bring home this stuff with your suitcase on Cholamoid. Schlepping is always going to be also. Anytime you schlep. Shulchan Aruch discusses where stuff's cheap. Nagea, very Nagea, here in England, Tesco, the Coke was an offer on Cholamoid to buy Coke cheap on in Tesco's Kmap Koch Nevesh, you must get the cheap Coke and the mats. So you're schlepping a huge amount. Buying is ready. One child, even if it's meant to buy it, schlepping it, can you schlep it home? Anytime you're schlepping Cholamoid, Yontov as well, also is to schlep. Agav, people aren't aware of it. Everyone saw this guy walking along with a bottle of Coke behind him like this. What's going on? He said he ran out of Coke, he went to borrow Coke. Shulchan Aruch says if you need something on Yontov, his mutter to take it, but only with a shinoi. So this is my shinoi, I'm holding it behind me like this. He's walking on the road like this, I thought it looked really funny. But the guy's right. You can't schlep on Yontov or Cholamoid unless you have a shinoi. And Cholamoid might be also even b'shinoi, because you're usually dealing with large amounts. It's hard to get a shinoi. Even with a shinoi, it's not always mutter on Cholamoid. Taking a photo we spoke about might not be mutter. There is the heter of Dov Avod. Now everyone's smiling. Catch it. Sweet photo. That might be the heter. Now's the time to catch this picture on the camera. But normally, it's damn a photo where it was not tzarech would be the same issue as well. People want to write down after Seder night how much matzah they use, how much wine they use, how much more they use. Writing is the choshve issa, where there's very few attained by writing. Chiddushi Torah mutter if you would forget them, or if you wouldn't be learning otherwise. If you're learning otherwise, if it's a shiur you want to write down and you could be doing it later and you're not going to forget, then for sure you can't do a chalamayit. So either you'll forget or you won't be learning otherwise. Those are the two attained by Talmud Torah. Again, if you will forget it, otherwise no. Yeah, writing on the shinoi are attained, but even that is, it's not so possible. You do need the shinoi in most cases, and the case you do need the shinoi, it's not so simple what shinoi to use. So typing agav is like writing. Text messages, again, you want to write a text message, sit around, I don't know, some, you know, when are you going back to Eretz Yisrael? When's your son going to Eretz Yisrael? I've got something to send. Just like you can't talk about it on the phone, as we said, so to send a text message, it's like writing. Writing Shlach Teirach HaMoed is going to be awesome. Then you come to the shayla, running out of time, the last shayla, which is negated to washing clothes. Washing clothes, again, something that's largely forgotten about on Chol HaMoed. Be'etzem, to wash adults' clothes, there is no heter. Very simple. Said the whole halacha in 1 second. There is no heter. Across the board, there is no option. The only solution, when someone's run out of clothes, is to buy more. People get mistaken. In the 9 days, you're not allowed to wash and you're not allowed to buy. It's to buy new clothes in the 9 days. Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to buy what you like. So, Chol HaMoed, you go to the shop, you can buy chocolates, you can buy drinks, you can buy clothes, there's no problem at all. You can buy as many clothes as you need, fiancé. Yeah, the one problem is you have to pay for it. So, yeah, that's one problem. It does cost. Sorry? Yeah, if you knew you're going to end up in a zamata, for sure you have to buy it before. But again, it might be easy to get around. But if you didn't realize you got option of washing or buying, you must buy. Washing is by adults, it's always going to be also. I remember one year there was this person who was very worried about. They said to me that I'm washing kids' clothes, I got adults in clothes in too. So it was a woman, and there was very little he could do for these sort of people because she wasn't taking no for an answer. So I showed her, very simple, in the Art School English book. I said to her, do you have this at home? She said, yes, I checked this page. She looked up, she couldn't believe it. She said, she always thought it was mutter. And have a look. He writes there, like all the others for him, that just because you put on a wash for clothes for kids, you can't add adults' clothes to it. So adults' clothes, there's never an option. Kids' clothes are going to be mutter if they're young kids and they get themselves dirty. There's one option about adults' clothes, which is very rare, but it can happen, and that is if it's so ruined, it's going to get spoiled if you don't wash it. The marshal, a kid throws up all over you, and if you don't wash it, usually you can hang it out, you could, I don't know, put it in a bucket of water, nothing happened to it. But to wash it properly, if it will get ruined to stop off it, you're not going to chuck your clothes in the bin. To get to kids' bedding, gets wet, or they throw up, and all these things, is mutter. If there's no other option, the only way to preserve its life is by washing it, and it's done off it. So we said that Amir Lakim is going to be also just like Shabbos. Whatever you can't do on Shabbos, for Amir Lakim, you can't do on Chol HaMoed, Amir Lakim. So if it's mutter, it's mutter for you and the guy. If it's also for you and the guy, there's no chiluk, so you need the guy. Sorry? Even then, if you've got one suit, it's very rare. It's command never negir the heta of in a Begad Echad. Command never negir. The only heta is, this is a machloikas, but I think everyone relies on it, so there's no point saying that it's machloikas even. And that is spot cleaning. You have a little bit of stain here and there to clean that, the arm I kill him, and I think everyone's makel. So spot cleaning would be mutter, but to wash an adult. Sorry?
Do it straight away, it gets permanent.
Right, so then we'll be mutter to spot clean because they'll be the ovid. But to wash your clothes properly, adult's clothes, is usually going to be also. The last shayla, seeing we have another minute, is you're never allowed to employ someone on Chol HaMoed. Even if a guy's a heter, well, okay, before we get to the heter, the first thing is there's no employing people on Chol HaMoed, anything. To be aloha ask, I don't understand. I'm in the middle of cooking, it's mutter for me to cook. I'm peeling potatoes and cooking, and I'm doing a huge amount. It's mutter for me, why can't I employ someone to do it for me? And the halacha says he looked around, no one discussed it. He found a ritva which he compares it to, but even he doesn't discuss it. And he passes himself, there's going to be mutter, which is a chiddush because no one else says it. But Ma'aseh Bishpura passes as well. And seeing as it's mutter for you, it's mutter to employ someone. But if it's not mutter for you, you can't employ someone. And even to employ someone is only if you won't find anyone else to do it for free, or someone to do it, or a goy to do it. Here we're going to be mutter. If you're paying the guy to employ the guy with the yid, you'd have to do that. The marshal, very popular service, is night nursing. People have babies and they want to get a night nurse. So someone's asking me, he wants to get a night nurse, his baby just for yontif. Can he employ someone as a night nurse? Why would it be mutter to employ a night nurse, a yitcha night nurse? If you can't find a guy, and no one will do it for you for free, which is usually the case, then you'd have the heta. But if it's shach to get a guy, if you don't want to use a guy, I don't know, maybe you should use the guy, too bad. All these cases is not so simple. People do catering, say out simchas, engagements, on Chol HaMoed. Just like Shabbos, you can't pay. If I get Chol HaMoed, it's more chomu because Havlah usually doesn't work by Chol HaMoed either. You can't pay someone to sell simcha for you. So people think, yeah, whatever, you know, food comes mutter for me, mutter for you. It's not so simple at all. If it's mutter for you, then you'll be allowed to employ someone. If you can't get a goy, you can't find anyone to do it for free, there's no other option, then be mutter to pay someone for it. But normally, it's time to employ someone would be also on Chol HaMoed. The last shayla, just have 1 second, and this is a shayla which is very close to my heart, is because my son asked me this morning, can I call on Chol HaMoed? New pack of felt tips, can I colour? Felt tips, draw a picture on Chol HaMoed. So I told him, I'm actually giving a shiva on Chol HaMoed this morning. He goes, right, what are you going to say? I said, I don't know. So he said to me, I thought if you're giving a shiva, you'll know. Then I don't know. And I was looking around, the boys came here, they say it's better than writing. Again, interesting shayla. It's better than writing because writing is got a din of umnus because you've got to learn how to write. But as we all know with kids, you don't have to learn how to draw. Professional drawing might be awesome, but kids drawing is mutter. If I told them to keep your felt tips, cholamoid, no problem at all. But writing would be awesome, yeah, unless you have the specific criteria. Yeah.
In a mobile phone is a good thing, I can't see your, but it's text, easily deletable texting. Does that make a headache?
No, because you can't, it doesn't delete by itself, you can't delete it.